Hello, this is your old friend Radio's Uncle Sidney. Well, it's fundraising time again, and like you, I can't help but notice how badly these things are crapping out. Geez, we've tried everything on you, Rubes. Magic beans, tinfoil mind reading hats, even them special glasses that lets you see folks naked. Hell, we even told the truth a few times. No dice. I thought we was doomed. However, there's a solution. Yes, a solution. And it was right under our noses the whole time. Yes, moms and dads, girls and boys. Yes, from now on, as supplies last, with every subscription to our beloved WBAI, that's WBAI.org, with every sub, we'll send you, yes, you, a liberally weighted nickel bag of genuine medical marijuana. Oh, yes, we've come into possession of a rather vast amount of this green and natural miracle weed, which, by the way, has been thoroughly tested by our staff. So if you want to support Radio WBAI and have your mind thoroughly blown, then call today and join the WBAI family. You'll be glad you did. This offer void where prohibited by law. The proceeding was a work of satire. Please don't arrest us.
Here are some words that matter to all of us at WBAI. Listener supported, commercial free, resistance radio. Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm host of Heart of Mind, which you can hear on Mondays at 1 p.m. Please take a minute to consider what your radio landscape would look like without this station. At WBAI, we consider you a part of our vital community, a vital cog in our radio wheel. At WBAI, we keep it grassroots. We're powered by your generosity, not corporate interests. Remember to donate by visiting give2wbai.org or pledge right now from your smartphone by texting WBAI to 41444. We thank you in advance.
And in case you couldn't guess, you are tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifico Radio in New York City, WBAI, broadcasting at 99.5 FM.
Aliens! Every year at this time, the National Space Administration requires all aliens to register. Forms are available at your local post office. Those without forms must appear, however briefly, at the Bureau's Astral offices on Nooker Street. Aliens, register now!
The hour of the wolf is the hour between night and dawn. It is the hour when most people die, when sleep is deepest, when nightmares are most real. It is the hour when the sleepless are haunted by their deepest fear, when ghosts and demons are most powerful. The hour of the wolf is also the hour when most children are born. Of madness, and masks hide behind faces. The hour of all final moments.
Good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf, a weekly program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. My name is Jim Freund. This morning we have a show so scheduled, so perfectly... Actually, I didn't schedule anything. Actually, who knows what I'll do? Stay tuned.
Shoot 'em up, destiny. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up to the moon. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up. One, two, three.
One, two, three, four.
I wanted to be a spaceman. That's what I wanted to be. But now that I am a spaceman, nobody cares about me. And real soon I want to be a spaceman. I want to be it so bad. But now that I am a spaceman, I'm rapping back the path. Hey, Mother Earth, won't you bring me back down safely to the sea? Around and around and around and around is just a lot of lunacy.
Back down.
Round and
real soon. An all-time classic, Spaceman. And before that, The Space Fleet by Peter Shkreli from the soundtrack to the motion picture Silent Running, side one, cut number two. And in the movie, it's cut up into two different parts, but that is the way that Shkreli composed it together. Oh, yes, and before that, The Fire Sign Theater with a bit from their radio show on KPFK, I believe it was, our Los Angeles station. Aliens, which was actually part of a mix. It ended up on an album of theirs, which is why it fades out so quickly, because it was actually a composite, a montage of a whole bunch of their bits. And again, good morning. My name is Jim Freund. I am live. I'm not telling people about how many people are running to the phones right now, because in fact, there is nobody else in this entire building, okay? I am here by my lonesome. As far as I know, there could be somebody on the second floor. The door was open there. Pretty sure there's nobody down in the Brooklyn Commons. And the third floor of this building on Atlantic Avenue is us, is we, is WBAI. And in fact, if I was to turn everything way up and be silent, lucky for you if I'm ever silent, then you would hear the radio that's like, you know, the next room down that's on shows that were on delay and tells us what's actually broadcasting. I just come from this old school of WBAI, in which when we said X many calls were coming in, well, we had people there answering those X many calls, and we knew exactly how many there were. How do I remember this? How do I know this? Oh, I'm working up to that. I told you I had nothing prepared for this morning. That is true. But I've had a lot of thoughts in my head about what I would do this morning. For many years, I have thought about what I would do on the air this morning. Because, now you see, I'm not absolutely clear. Kenny Davis, he may have a better handle on exactly when I first started at WBAI. But I can tell you that it was either the first or the second fundraising drive that WBAI ever had in its history of broadcasting, or at least in its history as being part of Pacifica Radio. My uncle, Uncle George, I called him, although his real name would have been closer to Uncle Wolfgang, but when coming to the U.S., assimilated as George. But my mother, his sister, called him Wolfie. I still like George. At any rate, he did two things for me, which really, really, totally changed my life. Number one, he turned me on to science fiction at a very young age. Number two, at a very young age, he escorted me to answer telephones at WBAI, where they were asking for people to answer the phones in either their first ever or possibly their second ever fundraising drive. And the reason that I give that a particular date is because there was a premium. You know what a premium is. If you pledge a certain amount of money, you get a gift back. We don't sell things. We're listener-sponsored, non-commercial, and all this. We don't sell things at prices. However, if you give us a gift, we give you a gift in exchange, and we call that a premium. So the premium that particular year I thought it was tickets to the play Little Murders. I thought that because I saw the play at Circle in the Square, the original Circle in the Square on Bleecker Street, like four times, directed by none other than Alan Arkin, starring Vincent Gardenia, Elizabeth Wilson, Linda Lavin, as I said, directed by Alan Arkin, who occasionally, at least in one of the performances I saw, took the role of the preacher in the show. It's a one-scene role, but oh my God, did he run away with it. In the movie version, which is nowhere near as good as the play, was Donald Sutherland. But what I saw, what I think I have seen by trying to go to the IBDB, the Internet Broadway Database, you know, theater background and all that, I probably didn't get free tickets to Little Murders, which I had seen already, but more likely to a different play by Jules Pfeiffer called The White House Murder Case, which is nowhere near as good, but still, I enjoyed it. So, let us say that my very first day working at WBAI was May 1st, 1967. Let us be precise. Since this is now in New York City at 1:17 in the morning on May 4th, 3 days and 50 years ago, 50 years ago. This is my 50th anniversary show, peoples. I've not announced it. I have not built up to pledging. To promoting. I have not gone on the air and put on a cart and said, yeah. Now, I was hoping to do something like that. And I was contacting TPTB at WBAI. And if you don't know what those initials are, they are the powers that be. But getting ready for a fund drive is quite an issue. And my relationships with the management at WBAI have been at sometimes glorious and sometimes rocky. The current management of WBAI, after 39 years of my being on 5 to 7 a.m. in one day or another, that changed over the years, saw fit to cancel me, not move me to a different slot. Hour of the Wolf was canceled. However, in only 3 weeks, it was restored to Wednesday nights, 1:30 to 3 a.m. It would have been 2 to 3 a.m., except for the fact that Robert Knight, who did Earthwatch from midnight to 2, very graciously donated a half hour of his time slot on the grounds that he said, he is no longer with us, more is the pity. He said that he came to WBAI because of me. Because of a premium I was offering, which was a poster of the Broadway show Warp, which was autographed by the artist Neil Adams. And that was indeed a valuable prize. If you had that, and this was, by the way, we're not just talking about a poster. We're talking about a Subway poster. It had that extra special kind of backing. It was stronger than cardstock. It was really the thing you would put into a Subway. And it was gorgeous. Marvel Comics, one of Marvel Comics' greatest artists ever, along with Steve Ditko. And he came to WBAI and he autographed it. And Robert Knight responded to the call and said that he actually came and got it from me and all that. And that's what brought him into BAI. And that was very gracious of him. So when he realized that I had been off the air, And the same people who took me off decided to put me back on. He was extremely gracious and offered me a half an hour of his time. So that's how I became 1:30 to 3. And through horrible twists of fate, Robert is no longer with us. And the spirit of the program that he created on Wednesday night's Earth Watch was carried by Pauline Spencer and Catherine Davis for an amount of time until they vacated the spot. And Health Action got put on the air from midnight to 1, and 1 to 3 is where I currently stand. So, here I am. And that is actually in... Now I can roll back. I can roll back to the beginnings of Hour of the Wolf and all that. I've told that story many times. But I thought I'd say why I am here right now, what doing. But let's go back to the initial part. What brought me to WBAI? Well, okay, what? It was the programming. It was the station. It was what it was. Why do I remain here? It is what it is. Okay. Put a footnote on that, okay? Put an asterisk there. We'll come back to that. Why did I... Why was I actually there? Why did Uncle George bring me, Uncle Vufi bring me here? In case you can't tell, I'm first-generation American. My parents were refugees. What do we call them now? What are the people that were trying to block out of the country at all times? Mutants? No, not mutants. We don't use the R word anymore. They're not refugees. They're not just Muslims, although that is what is being targeted. But migrants. And when my parents came into the U.S., it was Jews that weren't allowed into the U.S., as a matter of fact, for all the wonderful things that the progressive country was doing under FDR, Jews were not allowed. My parents, through means that I will not get into on the air, both sides of the family, who at that time were not connected, were able to make their way into the United States. That brought them there. It was actually not so much my mother as her brother, the aforementioned Uncle George, and my father, Mr. Freund. And I just thought I'd draw a political parallel to today. That makes me a first-generation American. The reason my parents rushed here... They could have stayed in a while in post-war Germany, where they had been returned after the war by auspices of the United States Army. But instead, when my mother became pregnant with my older brother, they made a point of rushing here. So they got here in 1949. And a few years later, in 1953, I joined my brother upon the planet. So he and I are both first-generation Americans, the children of refugees. Okay. So we know some of the background, what it means to be locked out, what it means to be let in, and what it means to discover a place like WBAI. Well, my uncle was a huge supporter. He loved science fiction. He loved WBAI. At the time, in those days, he listened to the radio dramas that were being produced by Baird Searles, who was our drama and literature director. Now, mind you, DNL is what we called it, not the arts department. That came later. Before that was the DNL department and the music department. Later on, they refused and turned into the arts department. But Baird Searles ran the DNL department, and he had hangers-on, like Samuel R. Delaney. You've heard me mention him a lot in the last, well, over the last 50 years. But also, you've heard me mention him a lot lately because he just had his 75th birthday, and we held that celebration for him downstairs? Ooh, I'm hearing noise. I don't know if it's a person in the building or somebody faxing something into the room next door. We have no soundproofing here, so fax comes in, you hear it on the air. So anyway, Baird Searles, who was, besides working at WBAI, besides being a dance critic at, I think it was Newsweek, and the movie critic at Asimov's magazine, which just had its 40th anniversary, by the way, so it was obviously a few years. Oh, wait, let's see. If Asimov's just had its 40th anniversary, yeah, that would have been the 70s. So it was later that he was working at Asimov's. Before that, he was writing for Galaxy magazine. One of those two places, he was the movie critic. The other place, he was the book critic. But he was the drama and literature director of BAI. And he had hangers-on. He had people like Samuel R. Delaney, Theodore Sturgeon, Joanna Russ, Thomas M. Dish. These are people who, if you are familiar with the great names in science fiction and fantasy, you would know those names. You would go, oh my God. Now, I was 13 years old, and I came to answer phones as people were calling the phone number, which was area code 212-826. No. I'm not going to. It was 371 blah, 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 blah. No, it wasn't even that. It was Oxford 7 blah, 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 blah. And if you wanted to call the barter department, it was a different Oxford 7 number. Yes, it goes that far back that we were using name exchanges, not number exchanges, okay? So, I couldn't leave. I can't. I got caught. I got stuck. David Hartwell, a gentleman who died about 2 years ago, leaving another huge gap in our lives, and we lost another very important person, by the way, 3 days ago, Amma Patterson, but I'll talk about that later. Dave Hartwell said in one of his books that the golden age of science fiction is 13. And I say, oh, yeah, that's me. I was 13 when I came to WBAI. That's why I date my beginnings at WBAI. The thon used to be once a year for one whole month, May of every year. I think that was 67, was either the first or the second year that they began doing that. And I was there to answer phones. And after that, I was there to gawk. I needed to find out what Steve Post looked like. I needed to see Bob Fass. I needed to find out who was this Larry Josephson guy. I needed to meet these science fiction writers who were my heroes, along with the people who were putting them on the air, along with the radio station, the only radio station at that point in the world. No, in the country, because the BBC was still doing stuff. So the only radio station in the country that was brave enough to allow a, quote, homosexual, I'm using the pronunciation Baird Searles used when he started doing gay programming in 1963, which was unheard of, a gay programmer creating stuff with Tolkien. And when I say with Tolkien, I mean he called Tolkien. He once had me call Tolkien to produce things. He and his lover, Martin Last, alas, again, not with us at this time, produced a good deal of stuff about Middle Earth, including songs and poems of Middle Earth and things like that. This was the programming after school, PYP, programs for young people, began at like 3 to 5 p.m. And that was me again. And there were shows like Poisoned Arts. Oh, that's still on, isn't it? Well, not under that name, but Cat Radio Cafe and Poisoned Arts are but cousins. They're certainly the same personnel, Janet Coleman and David Dozers, who you hear in Cat Radio Cafe and on our Sunday Arts Magazine. And they were actually the first people to make the foolish move of putting me on the radio. It was infectious. It was amazing. It was heady. WBAI was located in a brownstone on 39th Street on the third floor. Okay. We were on the fourth floor. Well, we weren't supposed to be. But we were larger than we should be. We were on the fourth floor, and we were on the roof of a four-story building at 30 East 39th Street, where on the ground floor was the Vera Institute of Justice, which I think has moved since. I call it a brownstone. It's probably, technically speaking, a townhouse. It actually had an elevator, too. And I had the all-important job. Remember, I was 13 years old. So why was the station going to give me any job that didn't keep me inside the station? What did I know? I was an obnoxious 13-year-old kid, as opposed to being an obnoxious 63-year-old guy, okay? I was an obnoxious 13-year-old kid. And I was given all these jobs. The bouncer. What does the bouncer do? The bouncer sits down on the first floor and checks people in and out, which actually was smart. I think they did it just to keep me off the floor where everybody was trying to produce radio. But it was probably a smart move. Either Frank Millspaugh, Kathy Dobkin, both of whom are still with us, one of those two people would have thought of that particular thing. And it just shows how wise and intelligent they were to do that. But despite various things, I did not leave. I got attached to the WBAI Free Music Store, where I got to sit at the door and beg people for donations. I wouldn't do that tonight. I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm not going to sit there and beg you to donate money by calling 516-620-3602. I'm not going to say that what you're supposed to pledge tonight is $50 because it's my 50th anniversary. I'm not going to do that at area code 516-620-3602. And, you know, in those days, we didn't have texting. I wouldn't tell you to pick up your bleeping smartphone and text to the number 41444, the letters WBAI. I'm not going to do that. I would never think of doing that by going to the number 41444 and texting WBAI and putting in a donation in the name of Hour of the Wolf. Thank you very much. I'm not going to do that. I'm too PO'd. I'm too annoyed. You want to show me up? Pledge. That's the thing to do. Actually, if you want to support me, you can also pledge. But I'm not going to ask you to do that. 516-620-3602. Again, it's 516-620-3602. We do ask you for a $25 donation. I am not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm asking for 50. 50 bleeping years at this radio station. Give me a buck for each year. And when I say me, I mean WBAI. Oh, dear. I've started pitching, haven't I? Right after I said I wouldn't. Gurgling on the air. How rude. 516-620-3602. You heard that number before from all those recordings. Well, here I am live. And adding in the idea of texting a donation. I haven't done this yet. Well, because having worked here 50 years, I am not going to do it. But I'm not even sure. I mean, I know how to text. God knows I've got way too many ways in which to do it. Where's my phone? Where the bleep did I put my phone? I'm not seeing it here. Now, that's actually a problem. You don't have your phone. You don't have your personal computer. You are lost. Okay. At any rate, it'll turn up soon enough. But let me go on a bit with the narrative. Okay. So, being 50 years at WBAI, I tried to get in touch with the management of the radio station saying, hello, can we do something? May is going to be a very, very busy month for me. Why? Well, I've got work to do. I'm actually working on an audiobook, which is cool. I'm actually putting out 1.5 podcasts a week. I'm not producing them. I'm the audio editor of Lightspeed Magazine and Nightmare Magazine. Nightmare comes out every 2 months, and Lightspeed comes out every week. And actually, last week, I edited an episode of a different podcast, which I'm not sure if I'm at liberty to say or not. I'm just glad that I will be paid for it. And even better was the Samuel R. Delaney short story. So, well, novella, actually novelette. So you'll know soon enough what it was when it comes out. And now I'm working on another audiobook, which I'm very pleased to be doing. So that's going to take up my time because those things are under deadline. Now, normally, I don't go to the Nebula Awards every year unless it's easily accessible. And this year, they're in Pittsburgh, which is not easily accessible. But my partner got nominated. And that's just a thrill. After 30 years of her writing brilliant, brilliant short fiction, to be nominated, to be recognized by one's peers. There are the Hugo Awards, which are a fan award, and there are the Nebulas, which are the awards given by the science fiction and fantasy writers of America. And that peer award is a very special, important thing. So we're going. So for the third week in May, we're driving to Pittsburgh, which ain't next door. It's about a 9-hour drive or something like that. And we're not going to do it in one sitting. We're going to do it overnight in 2 days. And there's other stuff going on. Have I talked on the air about my flood? I need to do that. I need to do that because the basement of the house that we rent was flooded. A water main burst, flooding up to 14 inches, the basement of our house. That is the 14 inches where I had 10-inch reels, 7.5-inch reels, cassettes, all of my albums, many books, including my first edition of Lord of the Rings. Would you believe that a first edition, 11th impression of Lord of the Rings is only worth about $180? That's a British printing. Can you imagine? I pulled out one Marvel comic. Those were not soaked. Those are in perfect condition. A Doctor Strange comic. That's worth $380. And when I say worth, by the way, this is valuated by taking a look on eBay and deciding, finding out what something is actually sold for. Not what people are asking for it, what people have actually paid for these things. Now, between you and me and the lamppost, I'll trade all them Marvel comics for that copy of Lord of the Rings. But financially speaking, it's a different story. Anyway, and finances are an important issue when you basically work for free. But anyway, what of that? WBAI, the place where I have been employed in one manner or another for 50 years and three or four days, depending on whether you're on the East Coast or West Coast, this being 1:40 in the morning, is a place that is so important, that is so special, that is so meaningful, that I've given pretty much my life to what they do. Now, the station has changed a great deal through the years. Do I approve of those changes? Many I do not. Of course, there are many things that were on then that were gotten rid of, such as the, how to put it, monocultural nature of the programming that I'm very glad is gone and given way to multicultural programming. It's complicated, okay, folks? But the thing is that these opportunities, these ideas, the existence of this very kind of radio could not exist in New York City if it were not for the premise, if it were not for the idea, if it were not for the importance of listener sponsorship, okay? That's what keeps us going. What was my first real job when they weren't trying to get rid of me off the floor? It was the WBAI Free Music Store, which in those days was first held at the Public Theater in Martinson Hall, which no longer the Public Theater is there, but Martinson Hall no longer exists, although there is a space that's called Martinson something or other, but that's not what Martinson Hall was. And the Free Music Store was there. We then moved to the Washington Square Methodist Church, and then when BAI started taking hold of property on 62nd Street off of 1st Avenue, 359 East 62nd Street to be precise, the Free Music Store was held there. Ooh, I should play. I think I have access to some of the Free Music Store recordings that I produced there. So anyway, the palette, the tabula rasa, the blank slate that is WBAI, that where that slate got filled in by all kinds of alternative programming. It's just too exciting, too heady, too amazing. Where else could you go to find people like Joanna Russ and Samuel R. Delaney and Theodore Sturgeon doing radio drama under the auspices of Baird Searles? I'm not even going to get into the whole relationship of how Margot Adler started Hour of the Wolf and I started working with her, and how this program is dedicated to her and will always be in so many ways. It's a show that she started. She chose the theme music. I worked with her. We knew each other most of the years of our lives, and I'm still very, very much dedicated to her memory in a artistic sense and a holistic sense. And it's the station. Where else? Well, actually, that's a funny story. Where else would I have run into Margot? Well, that was cosmic, literally. There's a long story that I won't tell on the air right now about how I met Margot when she was 7 and I was not yet 1. And then how she and I performed together 1964 at the New York World's Fair on the 4th of July. But then we actually met at BAI in 67. And let's go back to that being 2017, talking about 67 and the intervening year, shall we? BAI, as part of Pacifica Radio, has been with us since 1960. And hopefully we will be here well past 2060. Because we're needed. Because when we have governments like the one that we are currently suffering under President Voldemort, you need a voice like BAI. It must continue. And the way that you keep a voice like that is not through government grants. President Voldemort and the corruption of the Federal Communications Commission and even the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, created by Spiro T. Agnew. How many of you out there remember that CPB was created by Spiro T. Agnew? How, you know, and all that, what are we based on? We're based on, you hear it on the air every hour, on the hour, we are listener-sponsored. We're based on your donations. We don't take government grants. We do get some capital monies here and there. We do get money that helps us and advantages presented by CPB and other places that allow us to pay ASCAP and BMI and Sound Exchange so that the music that we play on the air gets pays the appropriate intellectual property owners and things like that. But they don't underwrite their our programming. To my knowledge, to this date, under 10% of our annual budget is sponsored through other places, and 90%, the lowest I've ever heard, is 88% at some point, and I think we went past that. It's listener-sponsored, which is why I won't be asking you to pledge. Oh, let's get over it. Which is why I'm asking you to pledge by calling area code 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. Call up and say, I am pledging to WBAI. And they will say, how much are you pledging? And you're saying, I'm pledging $50, $50. What is the premium you're getting in exchange for that? You're getting WBAI. You're getting listener-sponsored radio. You're getting somebody who's given 50 years of his life, and I'm not the only one. There are people here who've been here longer than I, including Janet Coleman and David Dozer and Bob Fast. And, well, Larry Josephson isn't on our air anymore, but he can pop up here and there. But these people have been with us pretty much all through these years because it matters, because the idea of listener sponsorship is what makes the kind of programming that we do so very, very special. So, pick up your smartphone and text number 41444 and to that number you will pledge. You will text the letters WBAI and make your donation for Hour of the Wolf, which has been on the air, by the way, 45 years. It began about 5 years. Margot Adler started about 5 years after I started here. So, that's the deal. That's the number. Call the phone number, 516-620-3602, or text WBAI to the number 41444, and let's make a difference. Let's assure the future. You know, we weren't doing that well for a number of years, gang. We would be on the air, and we would be going, these fund drives ain't doing bleep. They're not raising money. And as a result, we need to pitch longer and longer and more often and more often. Oh, dear, the thing that tells me how much money we're actually raising on the air has gone down. I don't actually see it here. I think that the browser that does it somehow got logged out, and I'm not quite sure how to get it back. So I can't tell whether or not pledges are coming in. But let's hope that they are, okay? Because when do you need WBAI? Okay, You know, we're there during the easy years, during the Clinton years. Yeah, you got issues. Who doesn't? Through the Obama issues years. Yeah, you got issues. Who doesn't? But come President Voldemort, come Nixon, come Bush, come all these people, and oh my, do you need us? And you responded those times, and we really, really, really appreciate it. So make that pledge now. 516-620-3602 for a different kind of radio, for a radio that isn't either spewing hatred at what the president is or isn't doing, but is trying to deal with the issues that are important to you and to me and to keep the arts alive. I'm here because of the arts. I am a fellow traveler with the politics, but I am here for the arts. I hope you are too. 516-620-3602. Well, I cannot prove one way or the other if people are or are not pledging. But what I can do is take a musical break. Can I do this? Is it possible? Yeah, there's my flash drive, okay. And I know I've brought stuff with me. And yes, here's the thing. Okay. One of the things that WBAI was able to bring was the free music store. An amazing series of live concerts. Alternating people, and not week to week alternating, but in general alternating from the obscure to the famous and or infamous. And I was able to produce a few of those. And you heard me mention Peter Schickele, probably best known to the world as the professor who has overseen the work of P.D.Q. Bach. And one year I got to make a phone call to Schickele and the music store. And he said, yes, and for this I won an award, a national award, as a matter of fact. And we're going to hear a little bit from a free music store that goes back, oh, I think it's another seven. I think, no, it's not 77. Actually, this is more like 76. Might even be 75. It was a December. I know that. I know the month. So let us listen to a little bit of the free music store with not Professor Peter Schickele, but the composer Peter Schickele, introduced by some young kid.
I would like to just thank some of the people who helped make this concert
possible.
Oh my
God, my voice has changed.
Judith Sherman is the recording engineer. David Marks, Margaret Mercer, and Steve Lowen are the technical assistants for the concert. Alexa Pensner is at the door. Ira Weitzman is the executive producer of the Free Music Store. He's the person that makes the Free Music Store what it is, and we're all very grateful to him. Okay, now Peter.
For the first half of our second half, we're going to do songs from a show that I wrote music for last year, was given at the Long Wharf Theater in New Haven. The name of the play is The Night of the Burning Pestle, as opposed to The Living Dead. Actually, this is Knight, that kind of night. It's a play written in 1607 by Beaumont and Fletcher, and we turned it into even more of a musical than it probably was when it was originally done. I think that it would be pointless to try to tell the plot, because even when you see it, you can't tell the plot. I should mention, perhaps, that it was a double bill. The first half of the concert was the L'Histoire du Soldat of Stravinsky, which accounts for the particular instrumentation of this musical, which is the instruments of L'Histoire plus a harpsichord and a couple of doublings there. In general, the four of us here singing, Linda Hunt and Brooks Jones and Darby Lewis and myself, are going to be taking more than one character in general. The plays were put on, the idea of the performance was that these plays, these two plays, the Stravinsky and the Beaumont and Fletcher, were being done out of a large repertoire by a traveling thespian troupe. And Linda was a member of that troupe who moved scenery around and held up signs saying what scene it was and things like that. Now, Brooks, in the original production, was the director of the show. At this time, however, he's been demoted to a member of the cast. And he will be singing primarily the romantic leads songs. What? This play is about a traveling theater company that is about to put on a typical sort of Elizabethan comedy of lords and ladies.
By the way, I'm going to interrupt this for a moment to say, I found my phone. I got texts from an very important engineer at WBAI, and he told me how to log in, so we're going to find that all out. So thank you very much, anonymous engineer Max Schmidt. And yeah, we'll talk about wet tapes later. But let's get back to Peter.
And a grocer in the audience, this is all part of the original Beaumont and Fletcher play, a grocer in the audience gets up and says, wait a minute, I don't want to play about lords and ladies, I want to play about a grocer. And he was sort of an 1807 version of Lyndon Johnson, and he could afford to pay for music, which the play wasn't originally supposed to have, and also to insist that his apprentice be part of the show. So for the rest of the play, there is this romantic couple sung here by Brooks and Darby trying to have a real Romeo and Juliet kind of love story, but it is constantly interrupted by this huge 17-year-old oaf who keeps coming in and fighting giants and reciting history and doing things that have nothing whatsoever to do with the play. Later on, he sings a song, which I'll be singing. I get to be the oaf, called For Now the Fragrant Flowers Do Spring. So I think that's about all we have to say, except can I have a program again? I'd like to make sure I don't forget anybody here. Our ensemble, in addition to the singers that I've mentioned, consists of Anthony Signorelli on clarinet, and Martin Barenboim on trumpet, and Dennis Godburn on bassoon, Howard Prince on trombone, Rick Kravitz again on drums, and Mark Martyr on bass, and Erica Sato on violin, and Don Jennings is conducting. Sorry. Listen, we do have Joan Stein again on harpsichord. We're going to be doing 9 songs, and I don't think I'll try to tell you how they fit into the plot. I think it's more fun for you to try to figure that out.
Now, I'm going to pause here at this point to tell you that I'm just choosing some songs, actually mostly from the second half of this particular WBAI Free Music Store. But what is important is if I have done this correctly, then I am logged in to the important secret email account that tells us exactly how much money is coming in. And let's see, just got another, my source for empty real boxes. Oh, yes, thank you. Well, anyway, yeah, the labels, that's another issue. All the labels are gone. Anyway, if, in fact, I am seeing what pledges have come in correctly, the answer is nil, none, zip, bupkis. So, how much of the entertainment that I've got lined up that we can play this morning, Peter Schickley, radio dramas, things like that, in the remaining hour Before we move on to the next program, Lister's not here this morning, but we have programming lined up for you. Depends on whether or not you pledge. The last pledge we got, according to what I see, was announced to us, not came in, but was announced to us at 12:27 a.m. So we got to get some money coming in, or else I can't complain about management not having done anything about my 50th anniversary, right? 516-620-3620. Thank you for that, Max. 516-620-3602. Let's just talk by voice tomorrow about the flood and everything that I've lost and the recovery and all that. And let me just say that renter's insurance covers a great deal and we're in good hands. So restoration is not out of the question, but the expertise on how to do it, Max, will have to come from you. But what has to come from you, the listener, you, the viewer, as the Fire Sign Theater would say, is by calling area code 516-620-3602. That I can track. What I cannot track is the texting. But that shouldn't stop you from texting the letters WBAI to the number 41444, okay? But you can, oh yeah, you can also go to givetowbai.org and donate that way, and be sure to select Hour of the Wolf as the reason you're doing it. But easiest thing, pick up your phone and pledge, pledge, pledge. The more you pledge, just start to pledge, the more we'll hear from Peter Shickley, from radio dramas, from years past, and less of me begging you for money. Okay, let's go to the opening of Act Two of The Night of the Burning Pestle by Beaumont and Fletcher, music by Peter Shickley. By the way, I hope you heard that he mentioned the various cast members and singers. Did you hear the name Linda Hunt? Yeah, that's Academy Award winner Linda Hunt. Shickley has this amazing ability to just call somebody and say, yeah, we'll do it. At the time, Linda Hunt wasn't as well known as she is now, but if they were as well known, they'd still do it. Shickley is amazing. Anyway, here is the opening of Act Two of The Night of the Burning Pestle, as composed by Peter Shickley.
As you came from Walsingham, from that holy land, there met you not with my true love, with a nun on either hand. He set her on a milk-white steed, himself upon a gray. He never turned his face again, but he bore her quite away. She picked herself a grave. She died a pure and virgin lass, for he slew her youth, the knave.
Miserere dore, miserere dore, fa sol la di da. Pocus, pocus, ha ha ha.
Take that lady bright, or William bid you sing. Behold her lofty angel flight to earth's God and Christ the King. Thank you.
Whoa, not sure what happened there. Why is this not playing? Could not read file? VLC is unable to open the MRL? What does that mean? In the middle of the song, just getting to the grand finale. What the heck is that?
As you came from Walsingham, from that holy land,
you craved a thorough beating. When you wheeze your dying word, this our moral shall be heard. You must admit, it isn't often you see a girl nailed in a coffin.
It's the moral of our show. Take it with you when you go.
Shove them up your royal ass.
The WBAI Free Music Store was the very first job that I held here at WBAI. Pardon me, I'm out of breath. I've been running all over the place, found my phone, doing little errands. Actually, sorry, I'll be on mic in a moment. control room headphones. Do we have a pot for that? It would be a thought, wouldn't it? Ah, there we are. Okay. Much better. Much better. As I was saying, lot to do, including cleaning up from last night. Last night, we had not a WBAI free music store, but a New York Review of Science Fiction reading event. Now, that is not an official part of WBAI, but it's very, very similar in that it is in the same building as the radio station, and we're able to hold events there. The last two we have done, last night we had about 70 or 80 people. And I won't tell you how much we had on the event before that, on April 1st, Saturday evening, April 1st, because the fire department would shut us down. We had such a fabulous, incredible turnout from people for Samuel R. Delaney's 75th birthday that they locked the doors to prevent more people from coming in, because we were really, really pushing the envelope on that. And I'm so grateful, because it was a great time. And at some point, I'm going to broadcast much of that. And as last night was an evening with Cereal Box, Cereal Box being this really innovative way of reading new science fiction that's put out over seasons, just like a TV show, where a person creates an idea, such as Ellen Kushner created Tremontaine, and Max Gladstone created Bookburners, and Lindsay Smith did The Witch Who Came in from the Cold. There are five of them. And you subscribe to a season, and then you get to read all the short stories by all these different people. And we had Michael Swanwick and Kushner and Lindsay and Max Gladstone and Matthew Cody. Oh, dear. Yeah, I shouldn't have started listing them, because I know I'm missing one or two people. But you know what? It'll be broadcast. What's more, you can watch it. You can watch it. You can go to live stream, one word, LiveStream, and watch it. We record it and we put it online live, and then you can watch the archive on demand. So you go to livestream.com. And you do a search for NYRSF, New York Review of Science Fiction, NYRSF, and you can see all these different events, the two that I just named, plus and about another 15, and you can enjoy them. And that will very, very, very much bring back the spirit of what the WBAI Free Music Store is. We've got an event coming up that is similar to that with Eddie Palmieri. I mean, come on, you don't have to be into salsa to know that Eddie Palmieri is simply like up there with Tito Puente and the greats of music. I'm not even going to say what kind of music, it doesn't matter, one of the greats of music. And these are the innovations that WBAI can bring. And as you support us that much more, so we can continue to thrive, or rather start to thrive once again, because the last few years have been lean. But the last fundraising drive before this went fairly well. And we are hoping that this fundraising drive will go as well or better, because you know what? Under these circumstances, with President Tom M. Riddle, as I mentioned before, you need us that much more. We will be that other voice out there. So, 50th anniversary for my volunteering at WBAI, and therefore asking for a $50 donation to area code 516-620-3602. And if you care to use your smartphone to do it, that would be, I'm trying to parse this out here, texts that I'm getting both directly on my phone and through Facebook. And some of them are very important, because some are from, you know, the people who know what the bleep they're doing here at WBAI. That would be Shep Tapes. 516-620-3602 or texting the letters WBAI to the number 41444. And if I have done everything correctly, if I'm looking at the inbox correctly, we haven't gotten a pledge yet this morning. And, oh, that is so disappointing. So either A, this isn't working, which is possible, or B, you're not calling. And I know that there are people listening in zones. It's not just New York City. It's 217 in New York. But I know that, it's not even midnight yet in L.A., and since we are online, I know that there are people out there who can hear us. Oh, okay, I'm going the wrong way on that, aren't I? You know what? I'm not even sure. It may not be me, okay? It may not be me, because I'm taking a look, and according to this, let's take a look. The last pledge received. No, that was today. That was today. And that would have been at 12-something this morning, okay? So we need more than that. We need more recent pledges. So, again, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, $25 or more, but I am asking you for $50, $50. And for $50, what do we have? You can get, or for $51.15, you can get a WBAI t-shirt. And they're actually not bad at all. They're rather nice. I like them. $51.15. And, oh, you can get 15% off with code ZAZZMAYFIFTY. Zaz May 50. Well, let's call that 50 for me. How nice of them to think of that. That's actually if you go to zazzle.com/WBAI_logo_items. Although I suspect if you were to go to WBAI.org, there will be ways to do that. But please, do donate. Do help us out. I'm not pitching premiums this morning. I'm pitching the radio station, the dedication that I have had to it, and hopefully some of the dedication that you have to it. You're listening. You know how important it is. So please make that pledge. I am willing to take listener calls briefly, but if it is the one person who always calls, let's do that some other time, shall we, Robert? Let somebody else get on the line and call. And the telephone number here at WBAI to talk on the air is 347-335-0818. Again, 335-0818. Area code 347. In order, 347-335-0818. And let me tell you, by the way, since I mentioned the NERSIF reading series, we're going to have a special event on May 31st, and I will tell you not, except that involves some of the major stars from audiobooks, because Book Expo of America, a Booksellers Expo of America, is coming here in the end of the month, along with the APAP, which is Audiobook Publishers, something or other. So all these people will be in town. And then June 6th, we have our regular reading, which will be with Sam J. Miller and Laura Elena Donnelly, who you heard on a program a little bit a couple of months ago. And you've heard Sam on this program a few times, I certainly hope. And that will probably end our season there, but I'll give you more information on that. I'm not going to be on the air often this month, as I mentioned, because next week, A, I'm preempted, and the week after that, I'm going to be in Pittsburgh for the Nebula Awards. Pledge now. It may be the only chance. There may be a possibility when I reminded our program manager yesterday when I saw him. He came down to see our very nice turnout at the reading series last night. I reminded him of the. I said, "Do you know when my 50th anniversary is?" And he said, "No, when?" I said, "It was yesterday." And he looked properly, truly. Bona fidely crestfallen, and has offered alternatives that actually please me a great deal, one of which would be pitching on the air with and talking on the air about the history of WBAI with a person who has been here for many, many years as well. So we may do that, not this week, but next week. And that would be just before I go away for the Nebulas. And then coming back, there is the Left Forum, which I'm producing something for. There is the Queens Literary Festival, which I am producing an event for with Barbara Krasnoff and Jen Brissett as readers. And that is going to be a lovely, nice major event that I hope several of you will turn out for. Left Forum is huge. Last year they had like 4,500 people attending. So we'll see how that goes as well. That's June 3rd. So lots of busyness, lots of stuff going on. So this may be one of the only times where you can show support, not necessarily just for me, but for WBAI by calling area code 516-620-3602. There is the texting option, but, you know, I have never done. Okay, I've got my smartphone now. It is working. Let me go in here. This is not an iPhone. This is an electric sheep kind of thingy, or it's what they dream of. So if I was to go in here, right? Okay, and then click plus, and then I go to the number. So what do? I go 41444. I almost, I see, and that gives me an option saying send to 41444, and then I get to type in a message, and that message is WBAI, okay? Let's try that and see what happens. Sending, okay, and what happens next? See, I'm not sure I fully get. I've never been a texter. Ooh, thanks for your pledge to Pacifica. Complete your gift here. Oh, that is very cool. That is very, very cool. I like how it works. It makes a lot of sense. And then it gives you a URL or a universal remote location, which, you know, it's an URL. People know the word URL. And that, oh, that's very cool. And that lets you choose the amount that you care to give, be it 25, 50, 100, or more. And we hope that you're going to save 50. You can make it one time, monthly, quarterly, annually. And then you give out your contact information and stuff like that, your address, your card number, all of your identity stuff. And somewhere in there, do you get to say what it is that you are donating for? It does not. But you know what? If you were to do that now, I'm going to suggest, by the way, that if they can add a field, they do. Why are you donating? But they will know that if you do that at this very moment, you will be pledging in support of Hour of the Wolf. That will be good enough. So, yeah, let me tell you to go ahead and do that. Text the number 41444. That is the place to which you are texting. And then when it asks you what is your message to 41444, you put in WBAI and the rest will be magically taken care of. Okay, so actually that is very cool. My God, we have entered the 21st century. Amazing. Please pledge $50, $1 for each year that I have given to, and given for free, I may add, to work here at this radio station, because to have a show on the air here is a privilege. And to have people listening to all the shows that we have here in WBAI, whether it be the Golden Age of Radio, or to Hour of the Wolf, or to Rat Mansion, or to all the Health Action, to Democracy Now!, to Michio Kaku, to the Computer Show, to all. Now, you notice that I'm not necessarily naming the news or Cuba in Focus or this or that, because they are there. They have their supporters. They are great. They couldn't exist without WBAI, and they are super important. We're all part of the one package. I'm trying to remind you about Cat Radio Cafe and Artsy Fartsy and all the programs that are part of the arts institution that so much need your support, because whenever it comes to problems like having a president whose name must not be mentioned in office, that's when the arts die. Take a look at what the budget is about. The things that are being cut are largely arts programs, soft sciences, so-called soft sciences. You know, to them, environment is a soft science, not a hard science. Right? Okay. So you know what's important. That's why we do ecological programming here. That's why Ken Gale does not only environmental programming, but he does occasionally comic book programs when BAI is smart enough to find the airtime for him. And those are the shows. That is why I'm asking you to call now and pledge 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And also, text the number 41444 and send them the message WBAI. See what the sign actually says. Please remember to encourage your audience to text donations to WBAI. Good enough. By texting the letters WBAI to the number 41444. See, that's actually backwards, because what you have to do. Wow, Atlantic Avenue is loud. Can you hear that? Yeah, you can. I certainly can. And if I can, you can. See, what you do first is you open up whatever software it is that you do texting with, that you send an SMS message with, and you put in the number 41444. And then what the message that you are going to send is WBAI. Got that? WBAI is the message. So you text 41444 and you put in the letters WBAI as your message, and the rest will be magic. Guaranteed. Absolute magic. So please do that, or dial 516-620-3602 and make that pledge. I can sort of monitor, I think maybe, whether or not you are pledging, or but I cannot monitor what is being texted. So let's hope that something is happening. And I'm actually interested in the last half hour, the last quarter of the program, to deal with some content, not necessarily pre-recorded content, but I would like to hear from people who have been watching the new forms of particularly television series. I know we've got big science fiction movies coming up, all the tentpole films from Guardians of the Galaxy to this and that. I can't even remember how many there are. This is going to be a big, big film, and the biggest film of the year, easy for me to predict, will be later. Everybody's going, oh, but this is coming out now, and that is coming out now. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's not the biggest film of the year. Do you know what the biggest film of the year is going to be? I'll bet you do. Call us up at area code 347-335-0818 and tell us the answer to that question. But also, I'm curious if you're watching Legion, which I thought was just an extraordinary television program. I have not yet started watching Fargo by the same producer-director Noah Hawley, who did Legion and did Fargo seasons 1 and 2. I have not yet started watching American Gods. Now, I got to tell you, American Gods by Neil Gaiman is one of my all-time favorite novels. It's certainly one of the best science fiction novels I've read in the last 20 years. And here comes the TV series produced by Brian Fuller, who's one of my favorite producers, and I've watched scant seconds of it. What I have decided is I'm not necessarily into binging. I'm not going to sit there and watch every television show in a row. But what I am going to do is when shows are dependent on being a serial, that they're shown in sort of, you know, like a 10-hour movie, 10 episodes, like The Man in the High Castle in its first and second season, or, you know, unlike Doctor Who, and I'm also curious to hear what you folks have to say about Doctor Who season, 35? 36. They call it season 10, but of course they started renumbering them 10 years ago, so to me, it's not that simple. It's, you know, more than that. But what do you think? What are your thoughts on some of these shows and movies and all that? And most importantly, what do you think will be the biggest movie of the year, biggest genre film of the year, which will be also, you know, financially the biggest film of the year, because genre films are the films that make money. 347-335-0818. These numbers change so often that I don't know them by heart. I remember the numbers. Literally, there were three phone numbers that we used to give 50 years ago when I first began at BAI, 50 years ago. But they change often now. So I'm actually going to pick up my phone, make sure, you know, since no calls seem to be coming in, I'm just going to take my little phone here and dial that number and make sure things are coming in, because sometimes the technology here is, this is not one of the seven words, so I'm going to use it anyway because it comes verschlungen. Absolutely, utterly verschlungen, okay? Okay, so I'm going to dial that number, 347-335-0818, and see, does it light up? Does it work? It says, my phone says it is dialing. Oh, okay, yeah, it seems to be lighting up, so I guess that means that we're not getting calls. Curiouser and curiouser. And nobody even wants to give a guess as to what the biggest movie of 2017 is going to be with all these big, big films coming out this summer. But again, I'm giving the hint, it ain't coming out this summer. So 347-335-0818. And give us your best guess. And also, while you're mulling that over, area code 516-620-3602 to call and pledge to WBAI. Because I got to say, if we don't get any pledges, if we don't get any calls, then, you know, existentially, like, why are we here, man? What's going on? Who's listening? Got to be somebody. I know there are people listening because I hear about it later. Now, of course, with the ability to go and podcast the show and hear it, you know, later at an hour that you may consider more reasonable, that means that you're not going to be able to call in now while I'm actually live on the air. But on the other hand, I know that there are people listening now. There are people listening pretty much 24 hours a day. So very surprised not getting any calls of any kind. So give us a ring at one location or the other. Either 347-335-0818. Let me say it again. 347-335-0818 to chat on the air for a minute. Or, even more importantly, 516-620-3602 to pledge your support to WBAI and to Hour of the Wolf and to a place that has been important for me to work at for some 50 years now, 50 years now. That's why I'm asking for donations of $50. Or if you want to give half that, $25, we'll accept that as well. Silence. I should have brought my little audio device that plays crickets when I am ready. And I feel like, you know, should I play a song or would that be rewarding you? Should I be rewarding you when you're not helping us out by calling and pledging or even calling to chat? Should I play Steel Ice Band? Should I play some of your favorite songs and my favorite songs through the years? All set to do that, but I want to know that you're with me. I want to know that you're supporting the program, that you're supporting WBAI. And so I feel like just going, well, why ought I play music? Oh, let's do a 2-minute song, shall we? It's a minute and 47 seconds, and it's an instrumental. Even shorter than I remember, because
farewell to
Pardon me, pardon me, and pardon all ye rogues in the nation, but all of a sudden just had to sneeze there. And be grateful I turned down my microphone. Wow, okay. I was forwarding an email from a listener who told me that he has been on hold to pledge all these for over an hour. And which makes me wonder why this stuff isn't coming in. And let me suggest to that person, try the other method. Try texting. Maybe that will work. I won't see it here, but then you can send me an email and tell me that it may have worked. To text the number 41444 and send the message WBAI, and maybe that'll get something through during this time. And in the meantime, I am forwarding this message to the powers. I ought to make a group called the Powers That Be. That this way they know. So I can just send one email out to everybody. So thank you, Jonathan, for your attempt to pledge. Long time of hold, he writes, which I wouldn't mind if I thought it meant lots of other pledgers, but been trying to pledge for over an hour. Some of it trouble on this side. Okay, yeah. So try, well, that person's in Canada, I happen to know. So, but still, these troubles shouldn't exist. And yet they are problematic. So I do hope that this gets sorted out. So if you're trying to pledge via the pledge line, 516-620-3602, and you discover that that is not working, that you're placed on hold or something, try either A, pledging through the website, by going give to WBAI.org. I think I have that correct. Let me just go to my browser here and type that in. I'm going to actually put on the letters T-O, give to WBAI.org. It should probably be .org, A-R-G. And yes, that will bring you to the WBAI online donation site. A revenge donation? Not quite sure what that means, but a needed donation. And when you go there, you can go to favorite show e-donation and click on that link and then put in your amount, which we prefer would be $50, $50. And click add to cart, and then you put in that you're doing this in the name of Hour of the Wolf. You get it even says maybe thank you on the air, and then make a show selection. That's where you choose Hour of the Wolf. Let me make sure it's there. Yes, it is. But yeah, it seems to work. It seems to work. But I won't get notification. I won't get the gratification of knowing through our bizarre feedback system, which just records phone calls from a telephone number that seems to be putting people on hold. So it doesn't seem like it's going to do a lot of good to be pitching that phone number tonight. So let me just suggest that you pledge either by texting to 41444 and sending the message WBAI and then following the prompts after that, or go to the website give to WBAI.org and we will find out what happens. In the meantime, nobody want to guess what I call what will almost assuredly be the biggest film of the year? very surprised at that. Let me even just go and see what movies are coming up. Movies 2017, I'm going to Google. There are so many that I can't remember the names. Guardians of the Galaxy, Logan is already opened. Oh, yeah, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor Ragnarok. That's three Marvel movies. Oh, wait, four. Logan, Spider-Man, Thor, and Guardians of the Galaxy. That's four Marvel movies alone. And then a new Alien movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, War from the Planet of the Apes. I haven't even seen the last one. The Last Jedi, Justice League, The Dark Tower, Wonder Woman. That one I'm actually going to give a good chance to. I've been exceedingly unhappy with, along with pretty much the rest of the world, with the last few DC movies. In fact, I can't really name a good one. Cars 3. Now, here's one that's really going to interest me. Blade Runner 2049. Now, as listeners know, I'm not even that big a fan of the original Blade Runner. Oh, I know that's going to get the phones ringing. And that's for all kinds of reasons that I'm willing to discuss. By the way, a film that I know isn't going to do well, but I think it's going to be one of the most interesting fantasy movies of the year, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, directed by Luc Besson. Okay? Just, you know, say to yourself, Fifth Element, and go, oh, yeah. Yeah, that guy does really make wonderful, good movies. And this looks like it should be another one. Oh, and then there's Despicable Me. Let's see. I'm looking at these titles, and some of them are just like, really? Really? You've got to remake Murder on the Orient Express, Captain Underpants. Yet another Rings movie and not Lord of or anything else or anything like that. A remake of The Mummy starring Tom Cruise. Dunkirk, which looks like it has some very interesting potential being a Christopher Nolan movie. Although, again, I'm going to make a controversial statement. I haven't seen the Christopher Nolan movie that I have loved. And yes, that includes The Dark Knight. I have major issues with it. Want to talk about it? Give us a call at 347, what's the number? 335-0818. That one won't put you on hold. So why, I'm thinking The Dark Tower is a Stephen King film. Is that right? Wow, is it amazing that you can Google that up and it doesn't tell you immediately? Yes, that is Stephen King, starring Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey. Well, one out of two actors that I really like. Ain't bad. So, we will see. What do you like amongst us? What do you like of the new TV season, of the ending TV season? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started horribly and is ending rather well. Doctor Who? Nothing, huh? Let me drop a pin. Yep, you could hear that. Along with, and I think it hit one of those crickets that are chirping. Well, what can I say? Obviously, and having named all those, obviously, the biggest film of the year is going to be Star Wars 8, right? Everybody says, oh, this one's going to be boss. That one's going to be, you know, rad. This one's going to, I'm trying to pick up phrases from all these different eras and all that. But when it comes down to it, it's going to be Star Wars, just like it was last year, when people are going, "What is that? Rogue One? Da da da." Well, guess what, gang? It was the best. I'm not talking best. The best film, genre film of last year. No dispute, no question, without question. If you haven't seen it yet, it's now out for people that are not in movie theaters. Arrival. Brilliant, genius science fiction based on story of your life written by Ted Chiang. And great science fiction. Better seen on the big screen, not because of CGI, not because of special effects, but because of scale. Because you're trying to imagine at certain points what these, well, puny humans look like against this amazing landscape that they are placed upon. And it's really provocative, evocative, thoughtful film. I liked it the second time more than the first. And I will give you this much of a tiny spoiler, that the first time I saw it, I thought the beginning was interesting and a little bit sad. The second time I saw it, within 5 minutes of the movie, I was sobbing. Once you understand what is really going on, it changes everything. And there is one phrase, one four-word phrase that the movie is about that you have to remember, and I will tell it to you. I will tell you the spoiler of the movie in four words. And then you have to see the movie to understand the context. And it is simply, there is no time. Now, I would love to do an entire show examining that and talking about that. But for some reason, I am in an empty building all by myself, preceded by a recording to be followed by a recording. And not a, well, at least I got some email and some messages, and I am grateful for that. Whether people or not have been trying to pledge, trying to call, I really don't know, because it just ain't coming up on the box here. So what can I say? But I know that the telephone numbers are working, and usually people dial in on that when I say let's talk in the air, but that's not happening either. So, you know, nope. Maybe this is an apocalyptic show. Maybe that's it. After 50 years of WBAI, there's an apocalypse. Something along them lines, right? Oh, well. Working at this station has been and continues to be a privilege. Not always a joy. The place is infuriating, just like anything that you truly love. But nevertheless, a privilege. Oh, my duck! A phone call with, like, 2.5 minutes left to go in the show, a phone call. Hi there, you're on the air. Hello. Turn down your radio, please. We're on delay. Hi there, you're on the
air. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Is this me?
It's you. Turn down your radio.
My radio is down. I didn't get
no,
my
I hear your radio
no,
in the background.
Yet, so I'm trying to, I always try to do, like, sound checks of what I do.
Okay, but don't, because when you're listening to delay, that's not going to work.
No, but I always put it down.
It wasn't. I heard it. Now
no,
it's
no,
down.
But now I just rewound.
Okay, so why are you calling?
Well, how is Jim doing tonight?
Jim is here. Jim is despondent. Jim,
I realize that, but I'll call back later or something, okay?
Well, I'm going to be gone in 4 minutes.
Well, good for you. I mean, I don't understand how Margot Adler originally, God rest her soul, well, she's still around because she's a witch, you know.
Yeah.
And why did a man get her show?
because I was her co-host from day one.
Oh, is it Jim?
Yeah. Who do you think it is?
Spider.
Oh, good God. How are you?
I'm still alive. Unfortunately, they don't want me yet, Jim.
Oh, what can I tell you?
Jim, I'm ready to go.
And why are you complaining about my being male? Margo didn't mind that I was male. Why shouldn't you?
Well, you know, Margo's still around because she's a witch.
Yeah, you said that.
Well, I think, but it's like, you know, they throw someone lady off the air and they give a man her show.
Okay, excuse me. Let's do a little bit of history here, shall we? Margo did the show for a year and a half. I was her co-host. She left, came back doing another show, and I kept doing it. So I've been doing the show for 43 and a half years, and she did it for a year and a half. Let's get that straight, shall we?
I adore you, I respect you, and I love you.
Then understand that she did the show for a year and a half, and I did it for 33 and a half.
People have been dropped. I saw Malachi last week.
What does he have to do with Hour of the Wolf?
He has nothing to do, but I'm just saying our people are dropping like Simon Locley.
Yeah.
Robert Knight?
Yeah, well, I mean, it has been 50 years.
Well, no, but still, like, our people are dropping. Look, remember, like, during the AIDS whole things now, and it's like.
No, I don't think you'll find that people are dying faster than they used to.
No, but the thing
be.
Is. Well,
although
that,
I had a good
like,
friend die 3 days ago, so I don't want to go there.
I am sorry.
But you come on the bad way. I got to tell you.
No, listen, I'm telling you, it's like my people, you know, it's like, I don't know who's alive anymore in my family, but I'm telling you, like, all you used to, like, I remember in the early 80s,
yeah.
When, like, you know, AIDS was, all you had to do was practice safe sex, whatever the hell that was, and lesbians don't have sex, you know, we have a lot
of sex.
Okay,
you know what, my show's already over.
Oh, well, good, we're off the air then.
No, we're not. You hear my theme in the background?
Not yet.
Yeah, okay. So that tells you that we're getting off the air.
Oh, okay. Well, Jim, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, you did. Okay. Have a good morning.
Don't
Spider.
Take it personal, okay?
Oh, well, I don't know how to take it when you complain that I took over a show from a woman.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know how else to take that. We're done. Good morning. Ah, jeez. This has been Hour of the Wolf. My name is Jim Freund. I will not be back next week at this hour, but Hour of the Wolf will be here in one manner or another in 2 weeks. I will be on the air next week. Stay tuned to WBAI.org to find out how. And in the meantime, everybody, be good to each other. You deserve it. Be good to WBAI, for that matter, because we deserve it as well. We are here for you, and I hope that you are there for us. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Have a good time. I'll talk to you soon. Good morning.
Listen up, sweetheart. If you board that plane without making a donation to WBAI, one of these days you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, and for the rest of your life. WBAI is the only station with the guts and determination to seriously challenge this nightmare Trump. The rest of the media are cowards. It's the voice of the poor, oppressed, downtrodden, and the imprisoned. You know, Rick, this fella Trump is bad news. He's worse than Major Strasser. That's the case, Louis. Why don't you make a donation? I already did at give2wbai.org. That's give, the number two, wbai.org. Louis, I think this the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Do you think marijuana should be legalized? Would you like to see an end to the war on drugs? The New York City Cannabis Parade invites you to an annual pro-part march and rally.
I started Saturday, May 6th, where it said
at 11 a.m.
Rain
march,
pack, Gary Null, and I hit play.
Rally,
I'm going to try that again.
Come listen to pro-part politicians, marijuana advocates, and people like
was,
you
supposed to go on.
Marijuana
it
should
didn't.
Be legalized
playing
and the war on drugs.
These other things of which I know naught. So let's try again. Gary Null Brain Pack. It's lit red. It ought to be to play this now, right? This is the proper thing to play. Let's try it.
Do you think marijuana should be legalized?
Nope.
Would you like
I'm
to see an end to the war on drugs? The New York City Cannabis Parade invites you to an annual
pro-part
march and rally. Saturday, May 6th at 11 a.m. March 32nd Street and Broadway.
Building, right?
Rally at 1 p.m. at Union Square.
Hit the stop
Come
button.
Listen to pro-part politics.
I am there. Okay. Now, our infamous... Our infamous player seems to be not responding. I've got it clicked on Gary Null, 22317 Brain Pack, which is, I believe, what it's supposed to be on, and it's just not playing. Let's try that again. Music to your ears.
City, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Nice to have you with us today.
And we want to give some premiums that are absolutely unique. In fact, they're so unique that they're exclusive only to WBAI. There's no phone. You can't call my office and get them. There's no place... Because they're in manufacturing as we speak, and I believe that this is the future. You've heard me mention many times, Tony, that we have an aging population, and with that aging comes all of the conditions that we have contributed to, even inadvertently or unknowingly. And one day we wake up and we just don't have the memory, or we don't have the energy, or we don't have we're having trouble sleeping. We have insomnia. We have mood swings or depression, and these are epidemic, and they're not being discussed in the mainstream media because they don't know what to do outside of taking a drug that has never reversed any of these. So what I've done is this. I'm going to share all three things directly with you, Tony, and I know that you're going to offer these at a very, very special price to the people in the audience as the way of saying thank you for supporting WBAI. First up, brand new, first time I've mentioned this, I'm very excited by this. It took me a long time to create this. It's called Brain Stuff. Brain Stuff. So what do I put in this delicious-tasting chocolate-flavored powder that makes it so important? Well, I put the nutrients that the scientific literature, my own many years of clinical experience, helping tens of thousands of people with their brains and other conditions, manifest. I start off with brown rice bran. Most people have never had brown rice bran. Flax seeds, and then superstars, acetyl L-carnitine, green tea extract at 98% purity, glycerol phosphoryl choline. Now, glycerol phosphoryl choline, a long word, is extremely important for the brain. Yet I don't know anyone that takes it. But I want everyone to know, when I'm creating a formula, I want stuff that I know is going to make a difference. So I put it in there. Cacao, a real important nutrient. In fact, there are thousands of scientific studies on it. Is alpha lipoic, L-I-P-O-I-C, acid. Alpha lipoic acid. I began to use alpha lipoic acid myself over 20 years ago, and now I advocate it for people every day. Quercetin. Quercetin is what you get when you eat the white inside peel of, which no one ever eats, of a grapefruit or an orange, but, and also you get it in apples and onions, and which makes the onions so important. But quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, it also is one of the most important nutrients we can take. Rosemary, of all the herbs, rosemary would be at the top of my list. Eleutherococcus sinicosus, that's Siberian ginseng. Now, there are a lot of different types of ginseng, but the Eleutherococcus, that I have found to be the most powerful. Also, ginkgo biloba, another superstar. Pantothenic acid. And for all the people who don't understand what happens when you're deficient in vitamin B12, vitamin B12, vitamin B1, calcium and magnesium. And it's got stevia, a chocolate flavor, and that's brain stuff. So this is the superstar brain stuff. Brand new. Not available anywhere except on WBAI. So that's one thing you're getting. But with that, you're also getting something else, Tony, and something that can make an enormous difference, a documentary. This documentary, I believe this won the Houston Film Fest as Best Medical Documentary. And this documentary, Healing the Brain Naturally, let's look at it a little differently. The brain is the most important organ in the body. And amazingly, it empowers you to think, to walk, to talk, to learn, to make friends, have emotions, and know what it means to be alive. Now, although it weighs only about 2 pounds, more or less, and it's approximately 75% water, the functioning of every system in the human body is entirely dependent upon the brain. Yet when it comes to health and people who are losing their health, they rarely think of the brain. They think of that stiff joint. They think of the hemorrhoids. They think of the urinary incontinence that I just had to go see a friend because he's now for the first time suffering from incontinence and he's not aware of it. He's only 60 years old and he's incontinent. But he was a drinker during his life and a smoker. He stopped both about 10 years ago. But the damage done was never repaired. He thought as long as you stop something, it repairs itself. It doesn't. And as a result, when I got a call from his son saying, he won't listen to me, but maybe he'll listen to you because he is smelling up the whole house. He stopped brushing his teeth. He stopped, you know, cleaning himself. He's not flushing the toilet. All these things. I said, well, that's common for dementia, very common. And a lot of people are not aware of that. So when you see people stop brushing their teeth, stop engaging in personal hygiene, stop cleaning their clothes or wearing nice clothes, showering, he hadn't showered in 2 weeks, according to his son. So I took the time out of my busy schedule. I went up, I met with this person who I've known for 35 years, and we had a long talk. Now, he was fully aware of what I was saying, but within the next 2 hours, he said the same thing maybe 10 times. Yet the trouble with dementia is you never remember what you just forgot. As a result, you'll say something, and then 5 minutes later, you say it again, but you won't remember you said it. And then the fact that I said, have you been able to smell the air in here? It's really foul. No, I don't smell anything. I said, well, it's time that you finally discipline yourself to change. And he agreed to do so. And he's now on a holistic protocol. And I gave him a copy of Healing the Brain Naturally. I said, you and your family watch this because you got to work together as a support team. I said, you're very lucky to have a support team. A lot of people don't. So you got to be aware that we need the brain healthy. So in this very powerful documentary, I, and mind you, that's where I spent 33 years at the Institute of Applied Biology and Anti-Aging Medicine. I look at the brain in depth. You'll see it. In fact, I did special animation when I was directing it so that you get to see all through the brain and how it functions. And you understand why the brain is so crucial to health and how to keep the brain and the entire body healthy and strong, Tony, and how to optimize brain functioning and how to improve memory. Yes, improve memory, improve cognition, and specific protocols are mentioned in the documentary to prevent or reverse all kinds of brain diseases. So after viewing this documentary, I believe you'll gain an awareness of cutting-edge health information and learn proven methodologies that will dramatically improve the quality of your life and your new mind power. So it's Healing the Brain Naturally. So you're getting Healing the Brain Naturally, and you're getting Brain Stuff. And Brain Stuff, you simply take one scoop each morning in any beverage except milk. If you want an orange juice, apple juice, tomato juice, a grapefruit juice, a rice milk, coconut milk, fine.
I just use water, Gary. I mix your powders with water.
Fine. That's fine. A lot of people can, and some people want something else. But at least you're getting something that we've never offered before. And I believe that of all the different things I've invented and shared with the people, that this will rank at the right at the top because we have so many people, Tony, who are now passing into that age, over the age of 45, where the brain is getting hit by micro strokes. You don't even know you have one. You can lose your balance. Generally after an argument, after we yell or scream, that's when those happen. Plaque buildup, the amyloid plaque, that contributes to dementia and Alzheimer's. When we stop not being able to sleep through a night, when we end up with moods like a blue mood, but we don't know why, when we kind of withdraw within ourselves, these are the symptoms. And then comes the big symptoms: forgetting where you put your keys, forgetting where you put your wallet, forgetting did you turn off the lights or not turning on off the lights, reading something and not being able to remember what you just read, seeing the movie and not remembering the title or who was in it. And so that means that you're not at the beginning of a disease process. You're well into it. Remember, by the time you have your heart attack, your breast cancer, your prostate cancer, your osteoporosis, your osteoarthritis, your dementia, you've been working at that for decades. Now you've tipped, as I was just mentioning in my program at noon, some new studies showed that the brain now tips after having so much sugar, especially fructose. It tips, and once it tips, wow, you've got trouble. We didn't know there was a tipping point. That's why they're now